I want to welcome everybody to today's teleseminar. I'm Tony Truffiano. I'll be your moderator. Today's teleseminar is sponsored by Annie Jennings PR. Annie Jennings, of course, is of the national PR firm Annie Jennings PR. She specializes in promoting authors and experts to the media. Annie's vision and insight have revolutionized the publicity industry, as many of the publicity techniques, tools, and strategies in widespread use throughout the industry have been developed by Annie Jennings PR. Annie freely shares her strategies with authors and experts so everyone can have access to PR strategies, both the basics and advanced PR thought, so they can share their messages with millions for the betterment of all. Annie created the concepts of media websites and online press kits to find how to create a powerful platform, developed the most advanced branding concepts known to the industry, created the Hot 35 and Hot 50 radio campaigns where you are only booked on top shows in major big city markets and on regional and nationally syndicated shows, and crafted the revolutionary pay-for-placement publicity program that has helped thousands of authors and experts build powerful platform. And every morning, Annie and her staff have but one thing to say, and that's, of course, let's kick it up a notch, and we're going to do that today. Annie, thank you.
Well, thank you, Tony. We definitely are going to kick it up a notch today. And I want to welcome Tony, of course, to our wonderful What's Your Podcast teleseminar. This is one of our most popular, as everyone's attention really is on podcasting these days. I like it personally because it allows you to go out and capture your market, capture a new market. If you forgot to build a community, you know, using email newsletters and other earlier strategies, you have a second chance. And that's what I like the most about podcasting is not only do you have this extraordinary outreach and all these new venues, but you can really get out there and continue to build a community. And we'll talk a little bit about why community is important. I would just like everyone to know about Tony Truffiano. Not only does he have a really great voice, which most everybody says, Tony, I'm sorry, but you do.
That's okay.
Yeah,
I've been living with my voice, so I'm glad I have
been living with your voice for all your life. But Tony's a national radio show host. He's interviewed thousands of experts, highly acclaimed media trainer who works with authors and experts to get them ready to deliver their message in the style that works best for the media and, of course, for themselves. He's a podcasting development expert and a member of our team, the Annie Jennings PR podcasting team, that creates your podcast, everything from building your RSS stream to strategy on podcast development, recording, editing, and everything you need to do podcast successfully.
Absolutely.
So, Tony, here we go.
Here we go. And, you know, we've got a bunch of websites, and we're going to try to get to as many of them, Annie, as we possibly can. And what we're going to do so people understand is, and we'll give people the link or the URL if they'd like to join us, if they have their web browser up. We're going to suggest what different podcasts people can do, which obviously explains what's your podcast. But I thought before we do that, Annie, we might want to talk a little bit about the importance of podcasting. And I know that you are, you know, you've identified a real need, and more importantly, you're now providing a service to fulfill that need. Annie, why do you believe that podcasting is important, and why do you think it's something that people just need to do?
Well, I think it's one of those things that if you're not a part of it, you're just going to be watching it pass you by. And I do feel that people will feel regret down the road because it's such a strong new vehicle that is in its infancy. And like everything else, if we take a look at email marketing, we see how that worked, right? Initially, it was novel. Open rates were close to 100% of my, let's say my email newsletter. And other people's too, because they were new, they were novel. And then what happened? It got out that they worked, okay, that email newsletters and e-zines, email magazines were really great ways to stay in touch with your clients and to build a relationship. We didn't know it then, we were building a community. We were building a community without actually understanding what we were doing that entire time. So email newsletter initially was really great. Now, what happened, Tony? It's saturated. The email newsletter business is so saturated. One, everybody decided to do one, which I still say is good as long as you've got a very targeted market. No problem. And you keep your email newsletter clean. And what I mean by that is one of the things that went wrong in the early days of the email newsletters and e-zines, etc., where people started to misuse their community, which I think is really important that that others learn from that, in that to keep your email newsletter non-promotional unless your entire business model is affiliate marketing. In that case, it makes sense for you. But what we noticed, Tony, is that people built these nice lists early in the Internet, in the development of capture strategy and email newsletter strategy, et cetera, and then decided they were going to also make money off getting percentages from other people's products and then turning their newsletter into nothing more than, you know, a sales letter. And that really disturbed a lot of people. So now the opening rates are very low, very, very low, Tony. I think they're less than 10%. So you're going from almost 100% in the early days where everybody was curious. Oh, a newsletter, wow, let's open it. Now it's really, really low. So the newsletter effectiveness has diminished a lot. Although there are strategies to keep it strong, we just have to, you know, revamp our strategies, that's all. But that'll be another teleseminar, of course. What would be good is now is to talk about how podcast strategy is in its early stages of development. And this is good because it allows you to get out into the market early, learn and avoid any of the mistakes that the email marketers made. That is, we won't be promotional in our podcast. We'll use good judgment. We'll be content-driven. We'll be respectful to the audience. We'll respect their time. And we'll always be coming through with cutting-edge topics and content, right?
Absolutely.
So we'll learn those things. And podcasting now, since not many people are doing it significantly, just really the early, just the players so far who really are up on the technology are doing the podcasting. It's starting to build, though, with teleseminars like this one and others. Everybody's sort of jumping on this podcast craze bandwagon. It's a huge area of growth. Now, I'm an advocate of responsible use of everything that we do, so we would want to responsibly use podcasting now, all right, and not make the mistakes. So I just think that it's a huge new way to build community as long as you are thinking longer term as well, right? See, people who know me know that I believe that it's important to be everywhere at all times. And I'll tell you, it's really a lot of fun to be everywhere at all times. And many people who contact me will say something like, I tried to refer you someone, but everyone knows you anyway. And it's such a compliment. And I say, well, thanks so much, because one of the things we do here is we are everywhere at all times. And it's fun because you can pull clients, that is, pull community from everywhere. Right? So think of all the streams, you know, leading into your business, fueling your business. Right? There's word of mouth, there's search engines, keyword searches, there's referrals, of course, clients' referrals, there's of course email newsletter marketing, and then now there's podcasting. All right. Again, reaching out into new markets.
And you know, one of the things that I love about podcasting, Annie, is it's very invasive. It drives more information in a way that I don't think a newsletter or a letter or a brochure really can, because what you're really doing, Annie, is bringing your products and services, your advice, your message to life with your own voice.
See, that's the part I like about it, too, because now you can make your site very exciting. Every site should be as exciting as possible right now, because we're moving in that direction. We started with simple sites. We started, then they got a little more complex, and then as technology improved, more and more complex. So we always have to be moving forward along this technology timeline. And the websites right now should be as exciting as possible. They should be audio, video, sample interviews, make it fun, interactive. Let your visitors sample your personality, get to know you. As if you're there, it's shaking your hand. They come to your website, it's a lot more than just looking at a stationery brochure. It should be, hey, welcome into my world, and this is how I can help you. So podcasting and audio really helps bring your personality to the website. It's almost you live on the website. And I love it. I just think we should all start to learn this technology so we're not caught, right, later on, way behind the learning curve. While our competitors have taken over. Remember, one of my models too is, and truisms, is that if you are not doing it, your competitors are doing it. So your competitors are getting your market. Now, this is free enterprise. This is America. This is fabulous. This is what we're built on. competitors should be allowed to compete. They should be allowed to overcompete and outcompete. They should be allowed to use every advantage they can to capture their market. I always want everyone to be delivering a high-quality product, of course, but I believe in free enterprise, Tony, and I believe in competition. And a podcast stream, audio on your site, an interactive site, which gives you the edge over your competitors. And there's nothing wrong with that.
As a matter of fact, what a great reason to do it is to put you, to give you your edge over your competitors. And you know, I honestly believe, Annie, that, and especially since we began offering a new service, and we'll talk about that in just a bit, but as people have been turned on by this technology, we have good news for people. Those of you, and by looking at these websites, everybody's pretty darn busy, Annie. We've got a great program that can get them plugged into this technology.
Oh, yeah. It's very fast. You can be podcasting very quickly. Now, as we know, we talked earlier, I think right before we turned on the recorder here, is that I have a podcast stream and I wanted to follow it. I put it up and I was just curious. I wanted to see. Well, let's just see. All right. Let's see how good it is. We just looked at the stats. I think it was 3,600 plus, right, of downloads,
yeah,
of my podcast on my stream. Now, that's 3,600 people that did not go to my website, right, that found my podcast through the aggregators, okay, which is a fancy word, really, for sort of like a search engine, a source of where people find podcasts. They'll use keyword searches, and they'll find the podcast, and then they'll download it to their iPods or their MP3 players. So 3,600 people who got the, well, I had the opportunity to reach, and who had the opportunity to hear me too and learn my message without having to go to the, and I'm going to call it traditional now, and I'm laughing when I say that because, my gosh, going to websites is not a traditional form of, you know, finding or marketing. It's funny. It's interesting how things change, isn't it, Tony?
Yeah, it really is.
But the nice part, we'll get into these now, but let's get ready to go to our first one. But you do add your own personal touch to your message. You know, your site can be much more than the written word now. It can be an event. It can be action-packed info presented in a format for everyone. You can get up close and personal with your listener. You can speak directly to them, build a connection. Remember, it's all about building community now. The power of your community is going to reflect your future power. It's the foundation now. Your community is the foundation for your success. That's why it's very important you start to build a community and have a data capture strategy. There's a community capture strategy, of which, of course, you know, we're experts in delivering that strategy, and it's part of our entire podcast package. But no site should be without audio right now or without a podcast stream. No one should be without a podcast stream. No one should be without audio right now. It's easy to do in terms, relatively easy to get on. It's worth putting it up than paying the price of not putting it up, I believe, because, again, you have to compete. And people who are investing their time and their resources into building, you know, an interactive site along with the audio and podcasting are so much better off right now. So meanwhile, Tony, should we head to the first one?
Add to your browser, and I'm going to ask you to put in the following URL, www.carlabrandau, that's K-A-R-L-A, B as in boy, R-A-N-D-A-U.com, CarlaBrandau.com.
All right, so that's K-A-R-L-A-B-R-A-N-D-A-U.com, and that's a Presco. And there we are. It is a beautiful site.
It is a beautiful site.
I love the three-column format, and she's got here this even broken up more. Look at how she manages a lot of information, but you still get a fresh, clean look. I like this a lot. And we were visiting the site earlier, Tony and myself, and we love her because she's a keynote speaker still. Think of how she can use this as a keynote speaker. People she can do vignettes. She can showcase her topic. She can showcase her style, and her podcast would only be, or her audio recordings would only have to be 5 minutes long or less. Although she could, I say let the length of the podcast now be appropriate for the intention of the podcast. All right. So it can be shorter, it can be longer. It really depends. The answer, how long should your podcasting be? The answer is it depends. Right? There's no set answer. It depends. And it depends on factors, other factors. But in this case, Carla can use this to showcase her abilities so that people are looking at her site and saying, okay, it's between Carla, it's between three or four others, they all look pretty good to me. What your person who's who's about to book this keynote address or whatever she's doing, speaking engagement or a workshop, will say, well, let me just download her audio to my iPod and I'm going to listen on my way home. So what they do is they go in, they plug it into the car, and now they can listen and they can preview their speakers on their way home, right? Or later, or while they're working out, or all this stuff. You can do all this multitasking now. It's absolutely tremendous. So see how she's got the edge where the others may not have the information on their website in this format, right? She has this edge because this speaker can, you know, it's the goal of a human resource person or whoever's doing the hiring to absolutely hire the best speaker for themselves. But they want to do it. They want to get the job done. They want to move on to other opportunities and other job tasks that they have. So the sooner that Carla can secure this for herself, the better. So what does she need to do? She needs to convince whoever's doing the hiring that they need not look any further. They found their speaker. How does she do that? She creates certainty. How does she create certainty? Well, now they're about to not only just look at her website, which looks great, but they will be allowed to sample her speaking. And they don't have to be sitting in front of their computer to do it. They don't have to click on a link that up comes her video where she's talking, which is nice to have on there too. Remember, we're going to have a lot of things on our sites now, but this is a transferable, or what's the word, transportable, right? Transportable method of sharing your expertise. I love it.
And Annie, what I love about this particular website, and anybody that does any kind of consulting, training, workshop, speaking, you have a multitude of podcasts just waiting to be recorded. As an example, if you hit services, either go to keynote speaker or training and consulting where I'm at, that drop-down menu, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, there are 7 points there. Each one of them is a podcast, Annie.
Oh, you're talking about the time management, creative change,
absolutely.
Leadership. Absolutely, because think how nice it is. If I wanted to know more about, let me just hear Carla talk about time management. Let's say I'm a producer for a big TV show, or let's say I'm going to hire her to come in and do a workshop at a big corporation. I can click on that. I'm not going to click on it now because I don't want to get away from the home page. And I can then just click on an audio and listen to her in the background while I multitask. Multitasking is king. That's all I can tell you. People are multitasking these days. It's really great. Your right hand can be doing one thing, your left hand another, your brain another, your ears another. It's just the way it is now, right? We're getting smarter. We're processing. We're learning skill sets that allow us to process information in more futuristic ways, right?
Absolutely.
Like right now on my computer, I'm multitasking. I've got a couple of computers going. I've got a couple of recording devices. Everybody's laughing here because they heard me say I'm multitasking, and yes, I multitask all the time. But it's not stressful for me. I find it fun because my ability to do my work has increased exponentially because the more you use something, the more you build that muscle.
You know, Annie, podcasting reminds me of that old phrase, work smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
And podcasting allows you to reach an audience that would probably be, in any other method, more expensive and more difficult to reach by more traditional methods of delivering a message.
Mm-hmm. And, I agree.
You know, so anyway, we're going to move on.
Oh, yeah, I could stay here all day, but yes, absolutely. Notice, though, she has the data capture. Let me just mention this. The capture strategy here is that she has the newsletter, which is very nice. So she has her capture strategy right up there in the upper right-hand corner. I see the phone police doesn't need to come after her. The 770, her phone number is right up there on the right-hand side, Tony.
Yes. I'm the phone number police.
He's the phone police. If you don't have your phone number on your website, he will let you know it. All right, let's go. What's next?
The next site is a very cool site. It's called bigcatrescue.org. That's bigcatrescue.org.
Don't forget the .org, not the .com. It's, you know how that goes.
Yeah.
All right, so Big Cat Rescue, R-E-S-C-U-E, .org. And then we get to press go. See, I love pressing go because I always come to, you guys know that, is that everyone, I love looking at websites. It's like looking at art, and you never know what you're going to get when you press go, and everyone is fabulous, very individualized, very creative, filled with creativity. I love that. So here we have our bigcatrescue.org. And there's lots of ways that that you can use audio on this site and also develop a podcasting stream. I mean, if you go to Big Cat Facts on the left-hand side, Tony, she's got a lot of links. Right?
Yes.
And she's got Lion. I mean, she could just do something on every one of these, too.
Well, you know what's cool, Annie? Because this is just kind of cool. If you go under Tigers and you just scroll over it with your mouse.
I got to find it. Where is my over?
Big Cat Facts, and then just go down to Tigers. See, right away I went, are you there yet?
Oh, yeah. Well, it takes me a while. I got stuck on Leopard.
That's okay.
Okay, wait. I actually did get stuck on Leopard. I've got my hourglass on. I'm on a Jaguar, but that's beautiful. Wow. Click to hear me. That's interesting. We didn't do that, but it's a WAV file, so it sounds like there's something, you know, we could do that. If you notice in the lower left-hand corner, when you go over that little click to hear me,
mm-hmm.
You'll see she's got Soundless and Jaguar, so either it's a Jaguar talking, right? All right, let's go to Tigers. Okay, which Tiger did you want?
The Ligers.
Oh, you'd think it was a typo. Okay, Ligers.
I discussed one of those things where I went, well, that's kind of curious.
So that's a liger. I don't even know what a liger is.
A lion and a tiger.
No.
Sure.
They actually make a liger?
I'm guessing that's what it is. I could
it's
be wrong.
It's half lion, half tiger, and completely real.
Isn't that cool?
How did that happen? All right, well, that is pretty cool, yeah. That's really funny.
And so, again, you know, there... I'm looking here, we can, you know, even under, you know, looking for content, because everybody always says to me, yeah. Where will I get my content? Underneath frequently asked questions, there's a lot of content there.
You know what I love about this? As we're on that Liger page, whatever, if you scroll down, you'll see that she does have a video here. See, you notice that, I mean, accessibility, we stumbled upon this video, but that's okay for now. Until we get our strategy really down that we're going to highlight the fact we have all this video, highlight the fact we have all this audio, it's still good that it's even here. Okay, if you notice, you probably left the page already.
No, I'm still there.
Okay, and if you notice as you scroll down, you can look at a video. It said, let's just see a 5-minute video clip about the rescue of a lion and a white tiger. So you can see the video. That's what we like. We like this because there's stuff to do on the site. All right, so it's keeping you here. This site probably has very good stats in terms of what people do when they're here and how long they stay on, because you almost can't get off because there's always something more interesting. There's an interesting link. So you click on a link, and there you go. Again, you're on something else. That's why you want to keep people on your site and not link outside of your site. All right, I recommend that. She's got a lot of stuff here, really, when you start thinking of looking through here.
Yeah, there is a lot of content, and so we're going to move on to the next site. But,
okay.
You know, again, it's a...
Well, those seven free lessons. Wait, on the left-hand side, she's got the seven free lessons. If you scroll down, it just keeps going. Seven free lessons from the Teachers of the Secret, The Science of Getting Rich. I mean, those are podcasts right there. So this is a great way. She can really get... I mean, I think motivation, self-personal growth, self-improvement, lifestyle are very big areas in podcasting. Education, how-tos, very big areas in podcasting, Tony. Okay, ready to go.
All right. PayMeWhatIAmWorth.com.
Oh, let's go there. Okay.
And I know this person happens to be on the line because you were chatting with them when I dialed in.
That's right. Pay me.
PayMeWhatIAmWorth.com. And I think we all agree with that. Pay me what I'm worth.
It's an interesting concept. Okay, here we go. Nice, I like it. A guide to help you say it, mean it, and get it. Wow. That's my friend Soul Dancer, yeah, who's calling in today from Hawaii, which is nice. Okay.
Now, again, a great website. I love, you know, chapter titles. They're all clickable, Annie.
Are they? I see that, yeah.
Yes,
just scroll over the chapter titles on the left-hand side. You will see they are all clickable. Now, remember, every chapter title can also have an audio component, because what if I want to multitask? What if I love this book? And I do. But I can't listen to it now. I have to drive. I have to be on a train for an hour and a half. Well, guess what I'm going to want to do on that train? I'm going to want to listen to every one of these. And so I'm going to want them all on my pod, on my MP3 player or my iPod. So I'm going to want to download these to my iPod. If I really like him, I would sign up for his podcasting stream. Next thing you know, I'd be a member of his community, right? Which is very strong, and I'd get all the work that he does. All right, Tony, take it from here.
All right, and again, just as I'm looking at the website, how do I define my worth? Money, health, love, power, etc. Annie, a great introductory podcast right there. You know, again, as I was sitting here looking at this, there's one of the things that I like about this particular website is that they have a forum or message boards. It's a wonderful interactive way to utilize your website space. I would think that this person most likely already has a fairly good list that they could invite people to subscribe to their podcast to. But again, every one of these chapter titles is a podcast waiting to happen.
Oh, absolutely. There's it's unlimited, the things that you can podcast now. It's really just sharing your message in a whole other format, and a format that's growing rapidly. Tony, you've got some amazing stats. Why don't we share those stats so our listeners can really understand the future of podcasting. And if you notice, and while Tony, you're getting those stats, I want to say one thing. Have you been to the mall lately, and have you passed the iPod store? And every time I do this, I look in there because I just like to confirm that what I believe is true, is that the store is packed. Nobody's out buying sunglasses or whatever's out in the middle of the mall and the other stores. The iPod place is packed, the Apple store, right?
Yeah.
It's totally packed, and here's why. Tony, drum roll for those stats.
Well, you know, for the biggest one to me is how many iPods are in circulation, or MP3 players, if you will.
And the rate of expected growth, too. So how many do we have out there?
By the end of 2006, now we're halfway into 2007,
mm-hmm.
60 million iPods are in circulation, and that is expected to triple by the end of 2010.
All right, so this is going to be a huge, huge method of delivery. You are going to find, you know, right now we're not seeing newscasters into podcasting too much. I mean, right now it's softer. It's a use for softer distribution of material. However, we're going to start seeing all the news available via podcast. It's just going to become a major distribution system for news for everything. Because guess what? It's delivered right into the palm of your hand. And guess who chooses what they listen to? Not an executive at a TV show, right? Or right, Tony? Nobody decides what you're going to listen to but you.
Absolutely.
Which is amazing because you have all this power in your own hands to pick and choose what interests you and what doesn't. And so you can really craft your own knowledge base too. Which is really important why people do not make the same mistakes as were made in the early days of internet marketing when people just didn't understand it totally. Because people can subscribe. Remember, they have a choice. They can either say yes or no to your podcast, yes or no to your audio, yes or no to your video. And I find that first impressions are lasting impressions, so we want to do it right the first time. So there's a whole strategy around developing podcasts in a certain way that will enhance your ability to capture your audience and keep them coming back. Because, you know, and these stats are available. You know how many people are signed up to your feed, and you know how many people unsign up to your feed. And you can use that information. So you don't want people to unsign up, remove themselves from your podcast feed. You want them to stay as loyal community members for you and bring your information out into the world and also tell others about you as well. So we can't make the same mistakes like overly promotional. Me, me, me. It's all about me and everything I do. It's all about my 18 million products. Of course, everyone knows the story. Two quick stories. As a courtesy, I listened to a 5-minute podcast or 5 to 6 minutes. It took almost 4.5 minutes for the content to be delivered that was meaningful to a listener. The rest was just fluff. And I listened to it as a courtesy because I wanted to actually see. Someone else sent me a podcast. It was probably 15 or 20 minutes long. By 14-ish minutes, I said, I just can't do it anymore. I'm sorry. It was all about everything they offered, everything you could sign up for, you know, all the weekend things you could get, all the boot camps, whatever. And I just had to stop because that was it for me. I'm done. I have to get out. I've got to do something else. You know, that's the way we live these days. There's a lot of competition for our money, competition for our time, our knowledge, et cetera, et cetera. And we have to be just cautious where we put all of our energy. And I can't put it into that. I'm sorry. I'm not going to watch it. The infomercial podcast, forget that. We don't want to do that this time around, right, guys?
Absolutely.
Okay. Unless you identify it as an infomercial podcast, but don't do the, here's a nice information-based podcast, and then change it into an infomercial.
Well, and Annie, the nice thing about podcasts is, you can easily, let's call it soft sell, because you're educating people. I mean, by the time somebody's done listening to what it is that particular pod, that message is about, and we're going to talk about a message calendar here in a few moments, now you've turned a cold lead into a hot lead.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There's many ways to integrate your promotional information into your podcast, and we recommend that you do so, but we have a strategy that we feel is respectful and responsible to use that I think will work, is normal, is expected. If people listen to your podcast and they like you, well, they're going to want to go to your website and become active on your site. They're going to want to sign up for your newsletter. They're not going to want to miss a thing because they like you and they want to be part of your community. It's only when they feel like they're spoken at or their time is not respected that they'll start to have these hard feelings and, bye-bye. That's the nice part about the Internet. People can be very selective on what they choose to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, we're going to move on to the next website, and I would like people to go to DanteWilson.com. That's DanteWilson.com. DanteWilson.com.
All right, and could you spell it again, please?
DanteWilson.com.
Okay. Well, I love this one. We went earlier, and it's just a beautiful website. It's a beautiful story. And how I would approach this is I would get to know the message, okay? I'd be looking for this underlying message here that we have, and I would look to develop the underlying message while weaving in the story. All right, so this would be something that that would require time, okay, for me to check out and see. And I'd have to, look through the book, look for our messaging, develop a message calendar. Tony, this might be a good idea. See, just in some of the sites, it was kind of obvious what we could do, but there's still organization that needs to take place. You still need to develop a message calendar so you know what you're going to go out with in month one, month two. I recommend the weekly podcast month one because you don't want too much time to go in between, remember. Consistency is king, and you don't want to be doing these once a month because what's going to happen in the other 29, 30 days in the month, your competitors are going to go get your market.
Absolutely.
Right? We don't want anyone to get our markets. We can compete, and we can win in our marketing. So what I would want to do here is I would look at this as a whole and then start to break it down into what could we do month one, month two, to be sure that the process of development of the podcast is logical and builds over time. And that's where the content development comes in and the messaging calendar, because you can't just hit or miss, like say whatever sticks to the wall today is going to stick to the wall and become my podcast. We don't want to do that. We want to have a coherent strategy that makes really a lot of sense in terms of your overall yearly strategy of sharing information. And then build out each podcast so it supports your overall objective. But again, that's our job. That's Tony's job and my job. All right, Tony, why don't you take it from here?
All right. There's actually another site. This person has another site, and I want to direct people there. I think that there are amazing opportunities with the Dante Wilson site for a variety of reasons, which will make sense. There's escapism. There's fantasy. This is, Annie, this is a community that is, wanting and needing much more, participation. So I would think that this would be a site that would be absolutely perfect for podcasting because this is a, it's the fantasy, the genre, Annie, is what I'm talking about, is just amazing. And then the companion site that I want to direct people to is thereptileandtherose.com.
See, this is another interesting thing, because remember, people are searching for podcasts in their area of expertise. There is a natural, a very natural, huge audience for sort of life after death. And this is what we're talking about, the afterlife, life, the existence of a supreme being and an afterlife. And people want that. All right, this is a popular topic that everybody wants to know. We've represented several of this style books in the past, and they always fly like hotcakes off the shelf to the media. The media books it, they book up fast. As long as we're responsible, and not making crazy statements, you know, that sound insane, but we're really logically presenting the information. People are very extremely curious about life after death. And I would take this and develop a nice content driven podcasting stream where we really talked about the entire concept over time and built it over time so that people want, we're looking forward to the next podcast. They wouldn't be, they would like, wow, this is what we talked about this time and I can't wait for the next one. And they'll have to get them all at once, and they get the opportunity, the fun part of listening to them all at once the stream is completed. See, once your stream is completed, you add a podcast to your stream every week. And then over time, though, somebody can, let's say, you know, several months from now, can sign up for your stream, and they'll get all your podcasts at once. All right, so they'll be able to just get their heart's desire and fill themselves up with all of your podcasts at once, and then they start getting your new ones every week.
Absolutely. So again, both DanteWilson.com and TheReptileAndTheRose.com are both great sites, and again, a lot of content possibility there. And not to rush any, but I want to try to get in as many as we can. So let's go to SheilaRayProductions.com. That's SHEILA. RAE Productions, productions.com. I feel like I am in the spelling bee, Annie.
I know, and you just passed. So that's Sheila. Can I spell it now, too?
Sure.
All right, just in case, because you know how it is. You misspell, and then before you know it, like everyone else is ahead of you. Okay, Sheila, S-H-E-I-L-A. Ray, R-A-E. Productions.com. And there we go. Now, Tony, just right off the bat, this is what I'd like to say, is that everybody's buttons, the home, the about, Sheila Ray, guess what? These can all be audios, too.
Yeah.
Testimonials can all be audios. How to book Sheila Ray, all be audios. I'll click on that and see if we go to topics. Okay, so she's speaking agreement there. That's okay. Media press kit about Sheila Ray. She can speak her bio. She can talk about where she grew up, what she talks about, what she shares with her audiences. She can mention her testimonials if she wants to.
Absolutely.
All right, so this is all very good. I'd just like to add that, you know, in terms of where you're going to put the audio, right there. You're going to add, see, this is all written text, brochure style, which is fine. That's where we are. We're moving beyond that now, adding more interactive formats to our website, such as the audio, and of course the podcasting stream, and of course blogs. So I clicked on something else here, maybe the index, the home, I'm back at the home, and notice we have a Book Sheila Ray Today link in the middle center. Phone police. We have a click to watch a portion of a Cooking Live show. See how that's interactive? People get to know her. Now we're about to see her in action. If I were a producer, I would love that. If I were a speaker's bureau, I would love that. Because everyone wants to hire the right person. I can't take the risk of booking the wrong person on the show. Wow, I'd never work again in this industry. I have to be careful. I have to know who I'm booking, right? If anybody books a speaker, they have to know who they're booking. One time, a major company, Tony, right here in this area, and I had the opportunity to speak to the person who actually hires all these keynotes and the workshop leaders. I said, so tell me, you know, what is the reason? Why do you choose a speaker of one speaker over another with all things being equal? He goes, I hire the one who's not going to get me fired. Right? Now, think about that. That means that they have to have a good platform, they have to have a good website, good presentation skills. You have to be convinced that they will be able to deliver the outcome that they hire them for. Nobody wants a newbie. So newbies have to gain some experience. We call that building a platform, right? So you can bring that kind of certainty to the table when you're competing against somebody who's got a huge amount of platform experience and is presenting this, like, mega platform. you know, to the media or to the speakers' bureaus or to, you know, consulting gigs or new clients. You know, you can compete. It's just going to take you time. You have to build up a little bit, but there's no reason why you can't be out there building. There's no reason at all. Everyone should be building every single day. It's fun.
Absolutely. And mm-hmm. Sheila Ray, you should be proud of the work you're doing. And, you know, I just see your star shooting higher and higher in the air, in the sky. Just keep on doing what you're doing. You know, and Annie, again, there's just so many wonderful opportunities. And
well, especially think about her target market, real world of job interviews, resume writing, office and dining etiquette. This is pretty cool stuff because that market is naturally using podcasting every single day. I mean, ask any college kid what's in their pocket, and you and what you have is an iPod coming out. Believe me, my daughter, 14, 15, luckily my son's not into this yet, but he will be. He's 12. But this is what they do. They do podcasts. So these college kids are so familiar with this technology, they would rather listen to an iPod recording or an audio recording about interview skills, resume writing, office and dining etiquette, than read a book or whatever, because we're all living in this multitasking world where we can listen. We can walk and chew gum at the same time now pretty effectively. So we can listen to podcasts while we're doing other things and still take away valuable information.
Oh, and Sheila Ray doesn't live very far from me, Annie.
From you?
Yeah, she's in Michigan. She's here in Michigan.
Well, that's nice. And you know what I like, too? Mission statements should all be in audio now and should be podcast out, too. The mission statement would be just a short intro, you know, to yourself and why you are in business. What is your prevailing reason? What is the reason that motivates you every day? See, people want to know that. There's this huge, huge trend everywhere we're looking right now of people being in business for more than the reason of just making money. We're in business to help others, to make the world a better place. It's just the way it is. And people want to know what your mission statement is now because they want to see if you're in alignment. Your mission statement is part of your platform. It would be good to then be able to speak your mission statement right in your own voice in an audio.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Do we have more?
Oh, do we have more? Let's go to www.wildlywealthy.com. WILDLYWEATHLY.com. Wildlywealthy.com.
Wealthy, WEALTHY.
Thank you.
Wildly wealthy. See, we're
well, you know what? I've got to tell the folks that I know I've got it right. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, you have it right. Wildly wealthy. I just thought you said TH. Okay, wildly. WILDY. Wildly wealthy. WEALTHY.com. Correct?
Yeah.
And you are there. Oh, and there's our precious Sandy. Wow. Isn't she beautiful? And she is from Australia. She originates from Australia. And she's got a very lovely site. And if you look on the left-hand side, phone police, you're going to be able to see all the wonderful things she can talk about. She, whatever the secret's all about, the secret to money seminar, she can do a promo. I mean, that's a promo. If you want to say, find out about our seminars, well, maybe people prefer to listen about your seminars. Maybe people don't want to read, right? Everybody's got different, they process information various ways, visually, auditorily, whatever the other word is, cognitively, and I'm kind of making that up, but is that right when you read?
Yeah.
Yeah, aren't I smart?
You are smart.
Yeah. You can do secrets. I mean, there's so many things here. Look at the success stories, meet the author. She can talk about herself. And what someday I'd like to see her do, too, is meet the author and then actually put a video up as well with her talking about herself. And people can actually now get to see her in her physical presence as well. All right, but that'll come later. We don't have to go there today. That's going to wait. We're going to do audio podcasting, and then we're going to work on the video. Don't worry. We got you covered.
There you go.
Yeah. But so she's got a lot of things here that she can do. The idea is to strategize, though, to look, because everybody's got a lot of areas. You can see that now. We've all developed. I know in PR, I probably have over 2,000 topics I can discuss, quite frankly, really. And for me to say, okay, but now I've got to develop a podcasting stream, how am I going to do it? What am I going to choose to focus on monthly? Let's say I want to have a monthly theme. what are my four monthly podcasts going to be, and how are they going to fit into an overall stream, so that it seems logical to the listener. And I don't seem all over the place, and I don't seem to be inconsistent. We're going to develop confidence in our audience, so a well-developed plan is important here. And I think planning is important. Over-planning, of course, you know, is not useful to anyone, but there are areas to plan. Planning a strategy that you plan, that you will execute over a period of time, is a very good strategy. Because if you know you're in a plan, you don't have to worry anymore whether or not it's going to work, because you've already decided it's going to work, because you've decided on the plan. And the plan is, of course, designed to work. So you see what I mean? You don't have to get that feeling like, what am I doing? You know, am I doing the right thing? Am I capturing my market? Will I capture my market? You know in advance you have developed a strategy that's designed to meet your goals, and then you watch the results of the strategy, or you watch the strategy as it unfolds. If it's looking good, that is, the momentum is in your favor, you're getting good feedback. If you're noticing it's not working out exactly the way you want it to, you would then tweak the strategy. All right, but remember, we're always getting information that we can act on. We can either look to improve or change, to increase the amount of people signing up for our streams or receiving our streams, or we can always change as well and remove things that may not be working. So that's the nice part about it too. Strategy, you know, I love strategy because it's something that you can change to fit the outcome that you desire and the results that are being shown to you.
Absolutely. And again, you know, from a content perspective, and we're going to move on to the next site, you know, everything on here is what I call benefit loaded. And Sandy gets it, Annie.
Yeah, of course. There's a lot of wonderful things here. And let's say I was, you know, hopping out of the office and I wanted to sign up for one of her events. I have my podcast right here. In fact, I'm holding it, my iPod. It's right here. It's got a pink cover on it, too. It's right here. So all I have to do is download it onto this little podcast here. You can even hear me opening this thing. And listen to her later tell me all about the wonderful events that she has coming up. And then I can decide what I would like to sign up for later. But see, I can make good use of my downtime. You know, my travel time or anything else where I'd really like to be, I'd really like to be growing and learning. There's a time for quiet and peacefulness and meditation, but there's also a time for acquiring information, you know, for everything there is a season. It kind of works that way, we notice in life, right, Tony?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Here we go.
Okay, we are going to go to the next site, and it is at Raether, RAETHER.com. Raether.com, RAETHER.com.
Raether. Well, you can see she's a beautiful woman, and she's a speaker, and she's got a lot of things going on here. Again, great use of the site. I love the three-column format. It's clean, it's fresh, the colors are coordinated, and she just really has a lot of things going on here, but yet you don't get that feeling of overwhelm. And remember, every one of these links, home, about Edie, articles, keynotes, this could all be audio as well.
Absolutely.
Right.
And Annie, as I'm looking at this site, on the right-hand side, you'll see navigation, and it says the Raether Report and Edie's video. And if you go, there's a video that pops up, and I'm gonna close it for now. But the Raether Report, to me, is what she should be calling her podcast. And, you know, this should be the new way that she delivers information to what I'm sure is a very vast list.
Right.
I would think that she has a huge following already.
Yes, I agree. And who can't always use more?
That's for sure.
I always say, you know, because you really want to build that. Remember, guess what? You're going to get a big advance if you have a large community, because it's part of the ingredient now that publishers use into determining how much they're going to pay you as an advance. It's changed. The formula for advances has changed. And one of the integral ingredients is how many people can this author or expert reach on their own through their own community. All right, so the more powerful your community, the stronger you're going to be in the end, especially when it comes to a book advance for later on, because you've got your built-in community. I mean, pretty soon people are going to be able to do their built-in, they're going to do their own talk shows on their website.
Absolutely.
We'll be there when that happens.
Absolutely.
That's going to be our next development, but first we'll get everybody using audio and podcasting.
And Annie, yeah. Podcasting really is a mini radio show.
Oh, absolutely.
There's
exactly.
No question that's true.
It's just a weird name, podcasting. It kind of throws you initially because you're not sure what it means. It's iPod casting, iPod distribution, podcasting. That's all it is.
All right, Annie, I really want to talk a little bit about, if you don't mind, this might be a good place to do it, a little bit about what's involved in podcasting, and I want to give people an idea of the podcast professional series that you have put together that I'm helping you coordinate. If you don't mind, I'd like to do that at this point.
Oh, go right ahead, of course.
All right, and so that everybody understands, because I know that every time we do one of these teleseminars, people want to do podcasting. I understand why. There's a lot of reasons to do it. We've gone over many of them, but they say, I don't have time to do all of that. Guess what? Good news. You don't need to worry about the time part.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just, you know, quickly explain what it is that we are offering. And I'm going to kind of go through it a little bit quickly, but would be happy to talk to any one of you individually, and I plan to do that. But what we do for you, from concept to completion, we do an initial consult where we sit down and actually put together what we call your message calendar. Annie's involved with the consult process. Actually, Annie's involved with the entire process because it's about quality, after all, and Annie's all about quality. We do a series development. We do a title strategy for you. We do a series development, the message calendar, which I mentioned, an outline of each podcast. We actually give you media training on your message, so when it's time to record your podcast, you are well-practiced and well-versed on how you're going to do it. We do all of the digital recording for you. Each package includes a 4 podcast series, and when I talk to you all individually, I'll explain a little bit more about what that means. We do all of the editing, Annie, all of the what's called tagging and creating the correct format in order for it to be delivered. We work on keywords. We develop your RSS feed, which is just a simple term for real symbol syndication. Everybody's seen on a lot of websites the RSS, universal symbol for RSS. It's all it means, real simple syndication, nothing complicated about it. And then we have a sustaining program where we continue to do the podcast series for you. Annie, what I love about this program is all they really need to do is give us their information, invest a little bit of time in developing a message calendar and an outline. We take care of everything else from that point. The whole ball of wax.
Exactly. So that's the nice part. So there's really no barriers to entry on this, because it really, you're creating your RSS feed and some of the more complicated technical maneuvers that it really takes. There's really a lot of steps in doing that, and you have to go from here to there to there to there. It's like a lot of learning, and that's really the barrier to entry, is that it does take some time to do these things. And again, people, we're all multitasking, we're loving it, but there is a limit too. You know, we have to be manage ourselves. So we can actually have our podcasts and listen to them too, whatever. And that's why I like what we're doing now, because it allows everybody to have access to podcasting with no barriers to entry, which I think is great. We don't want just other people to be podcasting. We want everyone to be podcasting, because we believe everyone's message should be heard and deserves to be heard.
And there's no question. I mean, with the folks that we're working with right now, you know, there's such a sense of excitement in your office, in my office, with the individuals that we're working with, and for a very good reason. We are now positioning people for, you know, a success they didn't think they had access to, because it is very complicated to figure out how to do all this. So by taking away the complication, we've now made it accessible to anybody that wants to, again, take it up. I would suggest more than just a notch, Annie. I would think 2 or 3 notches. And this is a powerful medium. This
sure.
is something Annie called new media.
The next revelation.
It's mm-hmm. that's been the new term that's been given to podcasting, is it's called new media. Mm-hmm. And as you pointed out, and I believe you did earlier today, I know you have in other venues, and it's important that people hear this loud and clear. If you don't do it, your competition is.
Mm-hmm.
Not will, they are going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know. And also, here's the thing is, there's only so much, people have a limit. You know, we all do. I can only belong to a certain amount of communities because that's all I really, truly have time for. And so you don't want to lose your opportunity to capture your community now while the field's wide open, because otherwise you're opening the door for your competitors to get your clients or your community. And again, this is America. This is free enterprise. This is why we live here, because we're allowed to compete. We're allowed to use our resources appropriately to capture a huge resource for us. That is our clients, our community, our family. I mean, look at it in terms of building a huge family. This is different. See, we're in a new wave of business. It's not just about, you know, money and dollars and cents and all that. It's about what we're sharing. It's about heart. You know, it's about a lot more, and it is about community, and it is about creating a family. Using the internet, it's amazing. Using a tool that everyone thought would separate everyone else, we are now more connected than ever. And isolate everyone else, there's no reason to be isolated anymore. You know, we don't have to be. We have this technology that is bringing the world together, and that can bring us together with our clients and others in our industry and people that we want to be working with over time. We need to look at this as a long-term development, that we're not going anywhere. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, Annie Jennings Spirit will still be here.
Yeah, and
we'll
and
be
let's
bigger.
Not, and Annie, let's not sell short how important it is when you put out a audio, that becomes a very personal thing to the person that's listening to it. That's, you're creating a relationship, again, that you would not be able to create in any other medium.
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the reasons we like radio, because you can definitely reach into, you know, the hearts of your listeners, so it's really strong. I like that. You know, one-on-one personalities, you know, you can relate. You say, wow, I really like the way she or he speaks. I like what they say. I like their message. I trust them. You know, they are for me. And before, all you had was kind of a little brochure or something, and sometimes you never even talked to the head person of the company. So you just sort of had to make these decisions that you weren't quite sure who you were dealing with, or what the culture was, or the mission statement, or the messaging. And now with podcasting, you can really get to know your players, and you can align with people who are like-minded, which is important.
Absolutely. Well, if people are interested in podcasting, I know many that signed up today, Annie, have asked us to contact them, and we will over the next few days. If you want to call us first, let me give out my number here. It's toll-free, 866-209-8031, and I'm at extension 111, and be happy to, you know, again, go over your website, give you a consultation. So happy to chat with any of you.
Tony, one more thing. Last night I was out to dinner, and this is how people are using this, right? So I'm out to dinner last night, and I was talking about something, and I said, yeah, you really should, you know, listen to this, you know, my podcasting stream. He goes, you know what? I'm going to just go back to the hotel. They was traveling, visiting me here in Princeton. I'm going to go back to the hotel. I'm going to download your podcasting stream. I'm going to listen to it all. I thought, wow, this is it in action. You know, this is the new media in action. So here was somebody I just was meeting for, I can't say the first time, it's been an old friend of mine, but was really in person. I wanted to share some of my newest work with him, and he was able to get it, you know, within a couple of hours. Just amazing.
Yeah.
All right, so go back to how we can all call you if we want you.
All right, the number again, 866-209-8031. And again, I'm at extension 111, or send me an email, tony@anniejenningspr.com. That's tony@anniejenningspr.com.
All right, that's wonderful. And, of course, people can reach me at Annie Jennings at 908-281-6201. That's Annie at 908-281-6201. Also, Annie at AnnieJenningsPR.com. That's Annie at AnnieJenningsPR.com. We just want to thank everyone for your wonderful loyalty and support. Wonderful turnouts on our teleseminars. please share them with everyone you know. Really, we want everyone to be successful. I have a wonderful digital replay page that's really stocked up there with great audio. It's AnnieJenningsPR.com/publicitypro.htm. That's AnnieJenningsPR.com/publicitypro.htm, and it's got everything up there, Tony. It's stocked, well stocked. Just like my kitchen, but we'll get into my cooking skills later. I haven't burned anything yet, but we'll see.
All right. I want to thank everybody for being with us today. I'll look forward to chatting with you. Please feel free to give me a call or email me, and have a good evening.
All right, then. All for now. Bye.